Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right, Big Voice Man. It is a reaction Monday. We are reacting to the weekend that was all the way around. There will be some college football reaction as we go through as well. NFL reaction. We were just talking about around the AFC South. We're still reacting to the starts that the Colts and the Jags have gotten. Fair enough to the 713 here who says the Jags will revert to being the Jags in the end. The Colts will hit the wall once they face better teams. I don't disagree with either of those. Now, of course, revert to the Jags. I think that has an implication that is definitely different now. I think that they're definitely there's a better baseline for what they are now. But I do think that there will be some kind of regression to the mean for the Jags. I think the Colts have this they're revving real high, and I think they will come down a little bit, especially as the challenges mount up a little bit as the season goes. But it's a higher bar than we thought the AFC South was going to give you.
That's an interesting question. Let's get to the question of the day here in a second.
Sure.
But just on that point, again, I was the biggest Liam Cohen hater on the planet. And I just think he's got a little something that is going to avoid. What is revert to the Jags? To me, that's like just a bleep show.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to ever be a bleep show this year. They might lose some games because they're just not that good and they've got, you know, some issues, here and there. But I don't think they're going to, Jags are going to jag it, you know?
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Question of the day, mind you. Quick, hard turn into this. What are your favorite and least favorite D'Amico-isms? 713-572-4610. This was brought on actually by one of our favorite CBS mm-hmm. broadcasts now.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to Ian Eagle, JJ Watt, I am greatly enjoying them on broadcast. And one of the things that I think CBS is doing really well, which is they're adding digital like social media clips mm-hmm. of Ask JJ Watt, where Ian Eagle and JJ have even more time to just banter back and forth. They have developed a really good kinship very quickly.
See the picture they posted of him when he was at Wisconsin yesterday?
I missed that.
Yeah, I saw that.
He's got the buzz head and his big fat face and fat
chin
neck
strap.
And the chin strap. He's like, what's going on here? It's like, oh, okay.
Anyways, this is them. They were on that Steelers game, were they not,
mm-hmm.
this weekend?
Yeah.
This was them talking about a certain coach is isms there. In Pittsburgh.
Talking to Mike Tomlin at halftime, his main message was we have to finish drives with touchdowns, saying we've been stalled for one reason or another. And fellas, I got a new Tomlinism. I'm not really sure what he meant. He said we need to get the loose change out of our lives. It has something to do with touchdowns versus field goals, I think.
We need someone to come in and actually tell us what the Tomlinisms actually mean.
So he's a fan of taking pennies out of circulation, it sounds like.
Oh, that's wow, right. JJ.
What was the one this week that had you in a little bit of a quandary?
He's chew with their mouth closed.
Yeah.
He said the Browns' offense chews with their mouth closed.
That's what does that mean, actually?
Yeah, I don't know.
The Browns' offense chews with its mouth closed.
Is it very proper?
I guess they don't show a lot. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe that is.
Okay,
like,
maybe that's it. Okay, so that makes sense.
Stone face, it's hard to figure out.
Yeah.
Like where they want to eat, what they're eating.
That's a hell of a compliment.
That's a reach right there. But I think that's where I do like the kind of loose change thing, though.
What does it mean to you? Because I still ain't figured that one either.
I think that's more like we can't have this field goals. Drives that
we'd rather have the money that folds, not
that
the money
Peter
that jingles.
Yeah,
there you go.
Drives that I'm guessing. I mean, hell, who knows what Mike Tomlin is? But it did get me thinking about D'Amico.
Yeah, I don't think D'Amico mm-hmm. is quite as quaint and folksy
mm-hmm.
as it seems like Mike Tomlin is. But 713 again, 713-572-4610. What are your favorite and least favorite D'Amico-isms to that way? Because yeah, you started thinking in that way.
Mm-hmm. My favorite D'Amico-ism, and how much has he done it this year? He's done it some, I know. The whole energy vampires.
He hasn't done the energy vampires, but he has talked about energy quite a bit. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things that I actually was going to say is, well, actually not that, but something tangential to it was one of my favorites. But yeah, he definitely talks about energy a lot. He's such a people person, man. Like he is, and I appreciate that. I think that too often, especially now in the modern NFL, head coaches, especially ones that come up because they're great offensive play callers, are so much stuck in the X's and O's of things and the schematics, which are absolutely necessary, don't get me wrong, you could lose the human element. It's one of the reasons why I saw Liam Cohen. I was like, he seems like he might actually be good for this.
Yeah.
While being an X's and O's guy, for sure, he, in his, not in his introductory press conference, but some of the videos of him walking around the facility, it was very clear that he has a heart for people. Mm-hmm. It's one of the things I like about Dan Campbell as well. He is very much a player's coach. And I think that that's one of those things D'Amico absolutely has. Those dudes play for him.
The other D'Amico-isms that I was thinking of, by the way, 713-572-4610. And this is kind of hard to just determine, you know, once and for all, this is what he does. But he has that little half laugh when something's really not funny. Like, I don't know if it's like maybe a nervous tick or just a pause in his general delivery when he's talking, but like he could be talking about something serious, like whatever, earlier in the season, the offensive line, you know, something along the lines of, well, we just got to keep grinding, huh? And he kind of laughs, and I'm like, why is he laughing?
He get that. Hey, D'Amico, you guys are 0-4 right now. What do you have to say about your team? the media just going, they going to say whatever they want to say.
Yeah. Huh? It's like a little nervous tick almost, or maybe it's just a crutch, you know, verbally, you know, in his discussions.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out because I don't want to reach too far, except I've set it up that way so that I can now go and reach. Mm-hmm. I wonder if it is like kind of a nervous tick where he's trying to kind of protect.
Yeah.
Where my natural reaction is negative, so I'm going to inject a little bit of positivity to cover this up with this chuckle.
Yeah.
I wonder if how maybe. Much that is.
Yeah, there. That might be. Yeah.
And I think that that's one of those things that it probably works in smaller doses. Except we hear from D'Amico all.
Yeah,
the
he got to talk. He got to talk all the time in a professional setting type deal.
And so it's easy to nitpick.
Yeah, because we do it all the time. I think my wife was telling me how whenever she get in that little struggle, she kind of make jokes.
Mm-hmm.
She kind of joke on herself a little bit.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a nervous thing you do when you're nervous a little bit.
And have you noticed anything?
Honestly, one of the things, because I was going back through some of my notes listening to D'Amico talk, one of the things that I like quite a bit, and of course, as I was about to say it, I immediately forgot where I was going to. Where he talks about, our guys know that, right? And it's one of those things that, you could just kind of say, but yeah, and our guys know that. But I think that for me, I interpret that as because I've told them.
Mm-hmm.
And we see that also pair that with the ways in which when they get talking points, you can see the talking points come all the way through.
Yeah.
Like the communication that he brings is huge to this team. And so I still appreciate that portion of him as a coach because it's clear that there's messaging is not going to be an issue with this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure if this is more of a ism or just kind of just coach talk, but sometimes I don't want to say I get tired of it, but whenever he said, got to clean some things up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was the one. All right, man. That was the one.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
All right, man.
Got to clean some things up. Well, we'll get.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There. Texter says it, and this I should have thought of this. This is a good one. Put a hat on a hat. Put a hat on a hat.
I feel like that one makes sense. And the texter also went a little bit further. You're on the right show because you are also being pedantic like we like to be. They said he's using it wrong. The phrase means doing something excessively or in redundancy. in that way, like in general parlance, yeah, right? Like you have a hat on, you put another hat on, that's unnecessary. Hat on a hat is actually in football terms, now I sound like a jerk who's trying to explain things. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, you are in front of me, my hat is in front of your hat, right? Yeah. Like I think that's literally that way. So it's like a block, getting guy on guy for blocks so that you have everything blocked up and give your running back or whatever an opportunity to speak.
Speaking of being
just got to clean some things up.
That one gets me. But it really is. It's not just the idea that you got to clean stuff up. It's just the frequency at which we've heard it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, all right, but what point do we actually clean?
And then it's like, okay, if everything was clean, we would have won a game. Huh? Like, right. We look bad out there, man. Yeah. Like, we just got to clean some things up.
And by the way, speaking of being pedantic, isn't hat on a hat illegal?
What do you mean?
It's against the rules to go helmet to helmet.
Fair. Fair enough.
Well, technically it's a helmet.
Yeah, yeah. Not no, not that part, but like.
If your hat is literally on that hat.
Yeah, you might get a penalty.
Yeah. You should get a penalty. Apparently not if you're Cam Scataboo, mind you.
Oh, God, that guy. He just does not care about himself. He just doesn't care about himself.
Nor does he care about you.
Yeah, nor does he care about you.
Nor does he care about crayons, the crayons that he clearly eats for breakfast. Yeah, like that is, whew. As much as I'm enjoying, like the next guy, the Cam Scataboo experience, can we be fair about this? Because you can't just let him launch himself into a torpedo and just keep things pushing just because he's out here all roided up. Like, I don't like that.
Oh, what? He's all what?
Fair point by Brandon Scott, who did a fantastic job filling in for the OG last week. Lopez knows that was not illegal. It was not an illegal term when it was, or it was not illegal when the term was coined.
Well, that is true. But hey, you know.
It is now, though. It is now, though.
It is now.
A few D'Amico-isms there.
Oh, and then we forgot the main one, and he uses this a lot, and every time, you know what I do. It is what it is.
Is he in this one?
He uses it. Oh, yeah. He uses it.
Man, everybody uses it, but Lopez.
I think
everybody
about it more when CJ says it.
Yeah.
Texans will be fine. Texans are returning to who we thought they were, is what they're saying just about the Texans generally. CJ will be CJ came in. And that, to be fair, that also doesn't mean a lot to me. So fair. I see that. But yeah, there you go. Reggie likes guy on guy. Okay, thank you for that, 713. Appreciate your astute observation.
That's not nice.
On the text line. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL as, man, what a fun weekend it was for a bye week for the Texans. Let's talk about all the things that happened, including is this fair or foul to a Tagovailoa at the microphone. We'll do that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.